Shalom Vrach, we continue with Shmir Salosh and Shar Zechir Perik Tezvav, Shir number 110, where the Chavetz Chaim continues to discuss the dangers of Machloikis. V'hine imbanu levar goydla kilkul shel Machloikis. If we come to spend all the time we need for this topic of Machloikis, the horrors of Machloikis, Yichle hazman v'heim lo yichlu. There's not enough time. There's pasha not enough time. Because the kilkul of machlekes, the kilkulim of machlekes, are so many. However, nonetheless, we're going to point out some issues over here. Ach atik eze ma'morim v'kitz nimrutz, says the Chavetz Chaim, I'm going to spend some time on it. Kidei shemizeh yuchol hamaskil lehizbainim ederech klal oven hamachlaikis. In order for the person, the maskil, person who is thinking, the wise person, can take the rules and then apply it to his life. V'zeh l'shoyin ha-medrash parashas koyrach. And we go back in once again to parashas koyrach, the medrash, Amar Rabbi Rechia, Kama kosha machlekes. Come and see how terrible machlekes is. Shebezdin shemailo ein oinshin elo michof shon of a mailo. When it comes to a punishment, bezdin shemailo does not exact the punishment on a person until he is age of 20. 20 and above. A bezdin shemato, the court down here, when it punishes, it punishes when the person is Yud Gimel Shon of a Ma'ilah, 13 years and above. However, Uvo Machloikes Shel Kairach, but when it came to the Machloikes of Kairach, Tinaikais bin a Yoimon Nivlo, Vishol Tachtis, because of this Machloikes of Kairach, Vadosoi, even children a day old were swallowed up into the depths of Gehenim, b'sh'ol tachtis. When it comes to Bezen Shel Maila, the court of Shemaim, they only punish 20 and up. Bezen Shel Mata, is he a bar mitzvah? Is he 13? Is she a bas mitzvah? Is she 12? Then we give a punishment. If they're katan, okay. But when it comes to machlaikis, even the little babies got swallowed up with machlokes of Kairach. So you see how serious, how horrifically terrible machlokes is. That the Bezdin, they won't punish. And Shemayim, until 20. Shalmato, till 13. But machlokes, even the little babies. V'yardu heim v'chol asher lehem chayim sh'oilo. As the Pasuk says in Parashas Kairach, how Dasan Aviram stood at the entrance of their machin, of their oil, the tents, and their wives, and their children, and their infants, and their babies, and everything that belonged to them, went Sheol Tachtis, went down to the pit of Gehenim alive. You see very clearly, says the Chavetz Chaim, from this example alone, when this is one example of the seriousness of machlekes, when the person hears about a machlekes, he should realize it's poison. The word machlekes comes from the word chiluk, division. And let's not make a mistake to a machloikis in Gemara, machloikis in learning. That's a machloikis Hashem Shemayim. That should be a machloikis. That's a positive machloikis. We're talking about machloikis in life. This one said that, this one did this, this one did that. We see it's poison. We see it's a cancer. It spreads. Person goes to the doctor, what can you do for me? Well, you know, it's a virus. You know, sometimes a person goes to the doctor, takes a child to the doctor, they want to hear it's strep so he can get some medicine and move on. You come home, it's a virus, but you can't give him any medicine for that. You know, what are you going to do? So they want to hear sometimes that it's strep, so at least you get... Here, we have to understand that machlokes is a poison that spreads. It's like the venom of the snake. Even the little babies went down to Gehenna because of the parents that they were involved with machlokes. Shonu Rabbi Seinu, Arba Nikru Rishoyim. There are four categories, says the Chavetz Chaim from Chazal, that are called Rishoyim. HaPeshet Yad Al Chaveroi. As we all know from by Moshe Rabbeinu, with when he picked up when the person picked up his hand, why are you picking up your hand to hit your friend? It's interesting how all the little children know this. Oh, you picked up your hand, you're Russia. You picked up your hand, he's a Russia. All little children know this one. There's one of the categories called the Rosh. When a person borrows, he doesn't pay back. The third one, the person who has azuz panim, he has this brazenness, azuz panim, and he's not embarrassed to act incorrectly, even in front of those who are greater than him. And the fourth one, it's called the Rosh, mishu bal machlekes. Person was the category called Baal Machlekes. I'm not talking about a person. He had a dispute with somebody, he got over it. No. But he's a Baal Machlekes. He continues the Machlekes. He's a Baal Machlekes. That's his occupation. Adkan Loshon HaMedrash.